And speaking of food, a program at Allen Neighborhood Center is teaching job and life skills to youth, including how to garden. They maintain the public garden at Hunter Park, Lansing, and even cook with the food they harvest and sell it at Allen Marketplace. Every Friday this summer, they're offering free tours of the garden, along with samples of what they're growing. Current State's Katie Cook went for one of these edible tours last Friday, and the young participants taught her how to keep tomato plants growing straight up, and explained the exquisite taste of ground cherries.
What do we have over here, you guys?
This is strawberries.
They didn't do so good this season because of how hot and dry it was. Yeah.
Stephanie Ondershannon really likes her job.
I love it. I feel really lucky that this is what I get to do for a living.
As the youth programs coordinator at the Allen Neighborhood Center, she leads the Youth Services Corps, or YSC. It's a job and life skills training program for 11 to 17-year-olds. And one of their projects is to maintain the portion of Hunter Park Garden, which is open to the public.
How long has this program been going on?
So Youth Service Corps as a program was the first program of the Allen Neighborhood Center, which began 17 years ago. This garden has been in existence, I think, about 6 years.
So walk me through the different components of the Youth Service Corps.
Okay, so we care for this garden here in Hunter Park, but then we have other projects. We have our Garden in a Box project, which we did earlier this summer, it's still going on, where we delivered 20 2x2 square foot boxes with soil, plants, seeds, and everything to get people started on gardening completely free. We have our fruit tree project, where we track, we map and track fruit trees around the east side and then harvest when there's like extra produce. We have the park cart, which is where we sell at the farmer's market. And so we take what we've harvested from here at the garden and cook with it in the kitchen on Wednesday mornings and then sell it Wednesday afternoons at the farmer's market. And then during the school year, since gardening is not always an option in like winter and everything, we do stuff in the fall, like rake and runs, where we'll go and like rake neighbors' lawns and like leave a note like, hey, we raked your lawn, gotcha. And like do a lot of like projects with like, it's a job prep or like job training program. That's how we like sell it to grantors. And so there's a lot of like, during the spring, we did a lot of like resume prep and customer service skills and writing how to do it in an interview and stuff. So as the season changes, what we do changes.
And do you plan out what you're going to plant in the garden, or do any of the kids have a say in that?
We like consult with them. So we went through Johnny's Seeds, the catalog, and like we're like, oh, this would be fun, but it's like the really crazy plants. And we have like a stockpile of extra seeds. So we like surveyed them, and they like were like, okay, we want to grow these things. And from our like stockpile of seeds, we then did that. So it's not the dream ones. It's not like the crazy striped like tomatoes and like the weird looking squashes, but they have input in it.
And how can kids get involved in this? How does the application process work?
It's a really simple registration form. It's available at Allen Neighborhood Center's website as something that's downloadable. But like, if you're not able to print that out, you can stop by our outreach office and the paper applications are available there. And then you fill it out, give it to someone, then I take it. I just have to talk to the parent to get confirmation that they're okay with their youth being involved, and then they can get started.
And it's free to participate?
It's free to participate, yeah.
Joe and Dominic lead me on a tour through the garden, along with Stephanie and the rest of the group.
Okay. We have our kale. We have a few different kinds. We have the dinosaur kale. We have Russian kale. I'm not quite sure what that one is. I forgot the name.
Toscano
kale.
Have you tasted all these?
Yeah, we've had a bunch of them.
Which is your favorite?
Probably the dinosaur kale. Tastes really good.
Also a really cool name.
Yeah, also the best name ever. We made salad with it, with some peppers. It was really good. We made dressing for it. Here we have our peppers. They're starting to bud. So that's good. And then we have our eggplants. I actually haven't had eggplant before, ever. I'm gonna try some though. They're also starting to grow. We have a few small ones. There's one right under there. There's one right there.
They did real good last summer.
They're really purple already.
Mm-hmm. All of these plants are tomatoes. We're working on taking out the suckers and putting them up through the cages so that they'll grow up instead of sideways.
Oh, that's very smart. Now, what exactly are the suckers?
They're like these things, and they grow in if, like, you see two branches growing off like of the main branch.
This is a sucker right here.
It'll be right in between them.
Yeah. So, basically, you want to just pick that.
And why are we picking the suckers?
So they don't grow out as much, and they grow up taller.
Okay. And the stronger branches will have more energy to produce fruit.
We got our sage. These are the smaller ones. We got a bunch of big ones down there. We also have our basil.
I think it is.
It's not doing so well. We think something is eating them. Sad little plants.
Yeah, they look really pathetic.
Yeah, they look
They taste pretty good, though.
So what we have here are our ground cherries. And ground cherries are, they taste kind of pineapple-y. So they grow, and then they form this casing. They form this casing around the ground cherry. And that basically prevents it from not getting, like, dirty, not getting, like, damaged during the process of it growing. And once it drops down to the ground, and you basically take all the cherries that are in the husks, and then we take them out of the husks, and then the ground cherries are there and ready to make anything that we want.
What do we have back here, y'all?
Raspberries.
What's your favorite kind of the raspberry?
The golden raspberries.
You have golden raspberries?
Yeah.
They're over there and over there.
Yum.
Why do you like them better?
Because it just tastes better, in my opinion.
We have spearmint, we have winter mint, and we have peppermint. I've tried all three of them. They're all pretty good. They all taste like toothpaste. I've made toothpaste and bubblegum out of both.
How'd you do that?
Well, with the bubblegum, you have to order a special box online. And it'll give you all the utensils and things you need to make bubblegum. And it tastes pretty good. With the toothpaste, it's like water, baking soda, and a few other ingredients. It tasted just like store-bought toothpaste. If you want to make it, it's really easy.
After the tour, I have some more questions, and Alicia talks to me about her experience.
Did you guys like eating vegetables before you started working with this garden?
Yes.
A little bit.
50-50.
Yeah.
They were kind of just there to me, but I try to eat them more often now that I joined the program.
Did you try anything new after you started learning how to garden?
Yeah, when we have stuff to harvest, we try it sometimes when we're picking it, and I wouldn't normally do that, but hey, it's something new, so I do.
What's something you've had that was new?
Ground cherries, and they were spectacular. Let me just say that. I'm so happy I actually tried them because they're really good.
Do you just eat them plain, or do you put them in anything?
Well, you can make certain recipes through just using the ground cherries. Like, you can make granola bars and jams that we do, and then we sell it. So, that's a lot of fun.
What have you learned from doing this program?
We learned how to prune the tomatoes today, so that was kind of cool. I didn't know that you actually even had to do that in the first place, so.
What kind of things can go wrong with a garden?
Bug infestation. We had to do caterpillar clean out this morning, so that was kind of gross, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to make the garden better.
How do you do caterpillar clean out?
Well, we had to take these, I'm just gonna say sticks. They were just giant sticks, basically. And we kind of wound up the web that was around it, and then we went and then we cleared out all the caterpillars themselves. So that was an interesting task, I could say.
Where were they?
They were all in the fruit trees, and we're trying to get rid of them to make sure the fruit trees have time to produce fruit before they eat everything.
Joe chimes in, too, with an answer for what can go wrong.
If you're trying to move compost, if you dump the wheelbarrow, it's really fun to clean up.
Yeah.
Especially if you put it on an angle, it'll all fall over.
Oh my gosh. Trying to get it to tip back once the wheelbarrow is already tipping.
Yes.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Despite the hard work and some of these gross aspects of gardening, Alicia says it's still better than just buying your produce at the store.
You feel more accomplished when you actually get to harvest what you've been working on all this time, and then you get to taste it, and it just even tastes better because you know what you did to put the work into it, and you finally get the reward, and it's pretty it's amazing, to say the least.
If you want your own tour of Hunter Park Garden, stop by any Friday this summer between 10 and noon, and the Youth Services Corps will gladly show you around. For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.